Carroll Boys swim team wrapped up their regular season home meets last night, a cruising on senior night past Des Moines Lincoln by a final of 102-266. Tigers won all but one event last night. The 200 medley relay team of Kayla Blair, Jacob Graving, Noah Bell, and Ty Thomas took first place. Tristan Blair won the 200 freestyle, with Jonathan Dose winning the 200 IM. Sam Jansen and Kyle Sundrup tied for first place in the 50 freestyle. It was Kyle Sundrup taking second in the 100 fly. Jonathan Dose won the 100 freestyle. Tristan Blair won the 500 freestyle. Kara won the 200 freestyle relay with Sam Jansen, Tristan Blair, Kyle Sundrup, and Jonathan Dose. Sam Jansen took first with Noah Bell second in the 100 backstroke. Jacob Graving won the 100 breaststroke. And Carroll won the 400 freestyle relay with Sam Jansen, Tristan Blair, Kyle Sundrup, and Jonathan Dose. We move over now to some wrestling action, where it was Audubon and Southeast Warren down at Mount Air. Audubon fell to Southeast Warren 48-21. Winners for the Wheelers were Colin Hartle by fall, Gabe Jensen by decision, and Cooper Nielsen and Alex Foran both winning by fall. Audubon edged by Mount Air at 25-24. The Wheelers did not have a winner last night in that matchup that was not by forfeit. South Central Calhoun and Mansour Northwest Webster were at Emmitsburg last night. Titans kept their shot at the conference championship alive, tied for first place right now as they knock off Mansour Northwest Webster by a final of 48-230. Kevin King, Jaden Sword, and Justin Rolfing all picked up wins by fall, and the Titans would get the big win, knocking off Emmitsburg 43-34. It was Colin Folsom winning by fall. Zach Trout also won by fall. Brock Natras won it by decision 2-1. Kevin King won by major decision 11-3. Blake McAllister won by fall. Jaden Sword won by fall. And Justin Rolfing also picked up a win by fall. We'll move over now to some high school basketball action. We're going to focus on the wrestling and boys swimming this hour. We'll get you the boys and girls basketball individual stats coming up next hour in sports. But here are the basketball scores last night. We'll start off on the boys side of things, where Carroll used a 19-0 run in the third and fourth quarter to beat ADM 64-53. It was Arweva topping Glidden Ralston by a final of 50-26. South Central Calhoun suffered their first loss of the season, losing at home to Humboldt by a final of 81-73. Audubon knocks off Missouri Valley 66-51. Peyton Cherdan fell to Bowyer Valley at 64-22, and Ikea Manning lost to Underwood by a final of 56-40. Other boys basketball scores from around the state of Iowa last night, here in Western Iowa anyway. It was HST Avoca Walnut beating Riverside 60-43. Alta Aurelia down Storm Lake St. Mary's 60-49. Carlisle took care of Gilbert 52-47. As Clarinda over Atlantic 45-42. Harlan edged Glenwood 54-52. Loma knocked off Tri-Center 46-36. Red Oak defeated Shenandoah 55-34. It was Webster City over Southeast Valley 48-44. West Harrison down to Exiro Kern-Kibbelin 57-35. It was Winterset over Ballard 69-55. And Woodbine got by Caminita by a final of 52-44. Moving over to the girls' basketball scoreboard, Carroll fell to ADM last night by a final of 49-41. Glidden Ralston topped Arweva 59-51. Audubon down Missouri Valley, routing them 50-19. It was South Central Calhoun all over Humboldt 63-41. And Ike Manning falls last night to Underwood 66-36. Peyton Cherdan also losing at Bowyer Valley. The final there was 80-25. Other girls basketball scores: Atlantic down Clarinda 50-18. It was Ballard all over Winterset 55-28. Caminita knocked off Woodbine 59-51. Gilbert defeated Carlisle 53-44. It was Glenwood all over Harlan 68-52. Loma knocked off Tri-Center 59-31. North Polk defeated Boone 65-32. Pocahontas area beat Clarion Goldfield Dow 65-27. It was Riverside over AHSD Avoca Walnut 36-29. Shenandoah took care of Red Oak at 61-15. It was Storm Lake St. Mary's over Alta Aurelia 51-29. And Webster City edges past Southeast Valley 42-38. Deshaun Harris hit a driving layup with 8 seconds left, and at number 9, Kansas got the better of a wild finish against 15th-ranked Iowa State to win 62-61. There were 4 lead changes in the final 38 seconds, and the Jayhawks survived when Iowa State's Gabe Clauscher missed a 3-pointer just before the buzzer. Isaiah Brockington scored 17 in the loss for the Cyclones. Elsewhere in top 25 college men's basketball, number 1 Baylor gets knocked off last night as 19th-ranked Texas Tech picked up a 65-62 win. Number 4 Auburn held on to beat number 24 Alabama 81-77. Stanford knocks off number 5 Southern Cal 75-69. It was 18th-ranked Kentucky over Vanderbilt 78-66. 21st-ranked Texas defeated Oklahoma 66-52. Number 22 Tennessee over South Carolina 66-46. And Illinois pulled away in the final minute to beat Nebraska by a final of 81-71. Maggie Espen Miller McGraw hit a 3-pointer with 4 seconds to play to lift number 9 Iowa State over number 25 Kansas State 73-70 last night. The Cyclones trailed most of the game and rallied after being down as many as 11 in the fourth quarter. It was Iowa State's first lead since they led 3-2 in the first quarter. They went 6 of 7 from the 3-point line in the fourth quarter. Kansas State didn't get a shot off on their last possession and gave the Wildcats their first loss at home this season. NBA scoreboard, Washington beat Oklahoma City 122-118. It was Phoenix over Toronto 99-95. Chicago defeated Detroit 133-87. It was Memphis over Golden State 116-108. New Orleans down Minnesota 128-125. And the Clippers topped at Denver 87-85. That is sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.